All right. Hi. This is the Colombians Misadventures Podcast, and this is the third episode, second/third episode that we're doing. I'm Skyler, and with me today, I have Zach.
Hi. I don't know how we got this far, but we have.
About 3 hours of tomfoolery, that's how. I also have John.
What's up?
As well as Stefan.
What's going on?
And apparently Casey.
And apparently Casey.
Hi, I'm Casey!
We have Zach playing Cloud.
I'm Mickey Mouse.
We have John playing Kaz, and Stefan playing Jacoby. All right. Well, since everyone has said they're ready like 32 times.
Sorry, I've only said it 31 times. I'm ready.
I'm SpongeBob ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
All right. I guess we'll hop right into it then. So everyone in roll 20, roll 3d6 for me.
3d6.
What is with this giant poem?
I didn't think it would be that big.
I got a 14.
I got a 7. Or a 14 and then... Dang it, my thing is lagging. Whichever number is going to help me more, take that.
We're going with your first one there.
Okay.
How do you tell?
I got a 6.
Okay, that works, John. Thanks. Okay, so who got what?
I got a 6.
14.
John and Stefan, go ahead. Me is...
Shit.
Are we randomly generating stuff?
I'm probably not going to win. Nah, fuck!
Alright, Stefan. Oh, wait, hold on. So Stefan got the highest number. Matt got the lowest number, right?
Yeah. John only rolled... John rolled a D2.
No, he rolled
that. I rolled for Sky.
Okay.
I don't know how to roll in roll 20, alright?
Stuff's like, oh, that, shit.
I'd roll in roll 20, but the stuff that the dice says versus the stuff that the chat says is completely different for me, so I use a separate source.
Alright. So, Zach, since you got the lowest number, would you like to recap everybody on what happened last time?
I was just, what was that? Okay. Fuck you guys. Okay. Well, what happened was last session we landed on a planet. What planet was it, Skylar?
That was Terra K3, otherwise known as Dreerborn.
Okay. We landed on Terra K3, and after touching LZ, we got immediately. We daft words. I'm not good in front of audiences, but I'll try. A woman contacted us and told us to go to this building because she and her group needed help. Well, that was an ambush. Took them out. And... Janet? Who was the guy's name?
Janet is the mob boss guy you guys have.
Yeah. Anyway, Janet, our contractor, came by and told us that that wasn't the group, obviously, because they attacked us, and that we should go to the underground city. We went there and immediately got into contact with a cyborg guard or whatever. He wasn't really a guard, but he was just at the front gate. Well, we went into combat with him. He was aiming his pistol at Jacoby, but then in split second, no reason whatsoever, Skylar just aimed at me. I got knocked out.
A little bit of a personal
and that's where we are. Oh, we also took some chips out of some people's heads.
The group ran off themselves. What else?
it wasn't Janet that came up to you guys. It was one of Janet's informants
that you were supposed to meet up with. Well, I'm sorry. Janet.
It's been a month or more, so it's cool.
Yeah, because someone was sick.
All right, look. I'm fine.
We're glad you're okay.
And you guys were on a mission to go pick up a case for Janet.
Wait, hold on. I'm not trying to catch another case. No one got that. I guess so.
I was muted. I laughed. That was good.
You're good, okay.
Ha, 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 ha.
Okay, Heath Ledger's Joker. Ha, 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 ha.
Don't you dare disgrace Heath Ledger's Joker.
Heath Ledger, I am gay for a live Heath Ledger.
So you guys were trying to get a case.
Okay.
You guys ran into a room full of people that had the case that worked for him. They were all dead except for one guy that told you the Scorpions took it, which was a group that they were doing a deal with. And then that guy died, and then you guys continued down the tunnel towards the Undercity and ran into a mobster with, like, a green Triforce emblem on his shoulder. Failed to negotiate your way past him. And then repeatedly got shot, resulting in Cloud becoming unconscious.
Repeatedly? That was only once.
Well, look,
and he was aiming at Jacoby.
It's fine, alright? Everything's fine.
What are you typing?
Yeah, and you guys left off. You guys left off outside of the Undercity. You guys entered into the Undercity, which was just a gigantic cavern full of, like, ramshackled buildings. Kind of like a very, like, Victorian architecture, but, you know, underground and made of concrete and future materials. And the big place of note you noticed was the Millennium Casino, which was kind of like a gigantic building that took up multiple floors / stories in the cavern. That seemed to be like a casino, a bar, a tavern, an inn. It's kind of like just a general meetup point. That's where you guys left off. Is like
what a great place to be.
Yeah, towards the outer edge of the Undercity. What are your guys' current objectives?
I say we head to the casino to get some information.
I was asking for, like, overall, not like, hey, what are you doing? Like, what are you guys' what's the quest log look like?
I want weapons.
Well, we gotta figure out who has the case so that we can get it back.
I want that little head blasty thing that everyone's carrying around.
We have, don't we have the case, but we need to find the other informant or something?
No.
I just split my thumb open, but, like, I'm not bleeding.
You guys need the case. The case got taken by the gang, the Scorpions.
Well, then, yeah, we're trying to find the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other objectives at all that anyone's aware of? Just curious.
For me to get finishing touch so that I can just insta-death people.
Alright.
Because that's what it does.
So your quest log is get the case.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember how long you have to get the case?
No.
You had 72 hours. And that was as of roughly... I'm gonna shoot for
72 hours ago.
I'm gonna shoot for...
Come on, fuck us over. Just get it over with.
64 hours?
Yep. And you guys are kind of nearing the point of the day when really you should probably be going to bed. Been awake for a good 12, 16 hours.
Yeah, we're probably exhausted. I would say let's go try and find an inn or something, a motel, with as few hookers as possible because they probably mean trouble.
The biggest establishment of note, or at least the most noteworthy, is the Millennium. It's kind of just like its own little mega city inside of a city. It does have hookers, casinos, drinks, but also has places to stay.
The hotels are going to be fucking expensive.
This gigantic building is lit up with neon signs, all sorts of writing and notes and details about what's inside or what's going on, as well as like, you know, a few noteworthy people that are there at the moment. I mean, it's basically a giant underground casino.
Who wants to head to the Millennium?
I mean, if you guys wanted, you could find us. You could probably find another inn if you wanted.
Who wants to go sleep and who wants to go get? No one. All right. Well, I start making my way to the Millennium, though.
All right. John's muted himself.
Has he?
Yeah.
John!
And I'm gonna go to sleep.
Okay. Yeah. He's right there in the tunnel.
Yeah. Well, you guys are in like a large cavern or ravine, so it's like a huge open space that fits an entire city, but it's probably the equivalent of 100 or so stories high. And it has multiple levels to it that you can kind of see bridges and pathways going from side to side over the streets and whatnot. And the Millennium just seems to tower through all of the floors. From floor to ceiling in this cave.
So it's like Wayne Tower.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
I guess that's a description for it.
Honestly, I think it would just be faster to go there because we can clearly see it. And, like, if we spend, like, too much time hunting around for another motel or something, I mean, we might just collapse. Or get mugged.
I mean, that is an option. You were told repeatedly this is one of the shadiest areas in the solar system.
Yeah, so I kind of have my head on a swivel, like, looking around, trying to keep an eye out for possible danger, undesirables, so to speak.
Gotcha. Everyone want to roll, 3d6 to see if they notice anything. Okay.
My Discord's cutting out. Sometimes.
You want to roll 3d6 to see if you notice anyone trying to steal your stuffs?
I rolled an 8.
Okay. What's your perception?
Under my perception. 12, so.
Okay.
What am I rolling for?
Your perception. You gotta roll under the perception number.
My perception number is 10. And I rolled a 7.
Okay. A time or two, you do notice a lot of people watching you as you're kind of new people into town, as well as, you know, bleeding and carrying heavy firepower, so to speak. But you do safely make your way into the Millennium, and you notice the ground floor is just an open floor full of bars. You have a few like receptionist desks around. You have a huge in the center of the place is a large what seems to be like a vault with kind of like teller stances all around it that deal out chips. You see elevator stations kind of on each, you know, every so many tens of feet that seem to go up to the higher levels. You walk in, you see people of pretty much every walk of life you can imagine, besides your more bureaucratic or law-abiding side. There's obvious kind of posses and groups and mobs, you know, mob members that are kind of hanging out together and rolling and betting.
I guess I go up to the reception desk and ask for a room.
You walk up. She goes, "Hi, how can I help you today, sir?"
Hi, I need a room for me and my associates. What do you got on offer?
That depends. What are you looking to pay?
We're looking to go on a night by night basis. We don't know how long we're going to be in town. No more than like 2 nights. Nothing fancy. Just something. Just, you know, basically all we need is a bed.
Gotcha. All right, let's shoot for the junior suite. I think that'll be able to fit all of you.
Okay.
For
how much is that gonna run up?
For a single night, we're gonna probably be looking at 75 credits a person.
That works. That's fair. And I turn to the other two, and I asked them each to hawk up 75 credits.
And we hawk up 75 credits. All
right. What is the total wealth of the party at the moment?
I have 275,000.
275,000?
Yeah.
Where the hell did I write it? Where the hell did I write it?
I can vouch for Stefan's wealth. I was there when he calculated it.
It's gone. My money's all gone. I don't know where I wrote it.
We went into some flip phone device. I don't know. Maybe.
Casey, you're quiet. I'm gonna turn you up. Okay.
John, how much money do you have? Actually, I guess you wouldn't really have any on you. I think he's eating tacos again. All right. All right.
Don't know how much I have. It's sort of like 75,000 and bought. Oh, there we go.
How much is it?
70,125. Okay, so. I found my wallet finally. So it's gonna be 70,050.
All right. So you're looking at 345,050. And then minus the 140.
That is minus 75 from mine, because I
right.
took off, though.
Well, I'm just taking it from the total.
John! Oh, wait. He doesn't have money.
Yeah. I assume you guys kind of split it between the two of you, considering, you know, you kind of took his ship. Or no, it wouldn't be, what's 75 times 3? Why am I doing, why can't I do math at the moment?
It's, should be 225.
225? Total group wealth is $344,825. Alright. She goes, alright, thank you. Do you have a data pad or cellular device I can use to put the room chip on?
Do I have a data pad?
I don't know.
I would think that.
No, we do not. We do not have any form of cellular devices whatsoever.
Oh, all right. Well, that's gonna be another. It's gonna be another $200 for me to get you a data pad that'll allow you to open your door.
Do I get to keep the data pad?
I mean, sure. It can't do a whole lot, but.
Hold on.
If there's ever a place you need to go,
meta right now. I have a question, Skylar.
Yes.
Can my phone even open doors? I don't think it can.
You have a Nokia.
Can I actually change the name of the phone to be a? Hold on, let me find it. I forget what phone it is.
It's a region locked Nokia. That is like the official classification.
Oh no, I wanna. See, I don't like it being a Nokia. I want it to be a.
That's what you bought, man.
Well, I know, but. There's an actual phone that was made just for the Final Fantasy VII Advent Children movie. A Panasonic FOMA P900 Ivy.
Go for it. But yeah.
Alright.
She goes, she's like. Yeah, I mean, it's not got much use. Pretty much any place that asks to put information on your data pad so you can, like, open doors or pretty much do, like, an NSYNC kind of thing. That's pretty much all it can do. It's a relatively basic device. It's basically a reprogrammable key card.
Sure, I'll bite the bullet and charge that.
Alrighty, thank you, sir. Here you go. And it'll be room 326.
Great. And then I'll go to room 326. Y'all can do what you want, but I gotta get a good night's sleep if we're gonna find that briefly.
Yeah, I'm gonna head to the room.
Oh, he turned off his audio. What's he doing? We're just gonna say Kaz follows along. You guys kind of walk around this huge building. You go up. You kind of try to figure out the layout of the building, so you find out, like, there's a few, like, locked-off floors above the casino, and then there's also a few floors dedicated to, like, shops, one's, like, specifically more of, like, a tavern-esque setting. You got a whole floor that's, like, a meet-up point for, like, you know, shady dealings, obviously. And then you start getting into, like, the rooms. So you're several stories up, and you can kind of look over. You get to look over the kind of the ground floor of this undercity, and you get to, from the window, you can see people walking around down below, or a few, like, hover bicycles, you know, kind of moving around, and it seems like, you know, no one really keeps a good schedule of things down here, necessarily, at least as far as, like, sleep and wake cycle, but your room is kind of programmed with, like artificial light windows to emulate daylight. And currently they're sitting at, like, you know, probably like a midnight esque.
Okay.
It's kind of like a, I mean, it's like your average hotel room. Just instead of with, like, a couch or whatever, it's a couple extra beds.
Well, I go to hit the hay. All
right.
Yeah.
It's been a long day. You know, we've been ambushed. Had to deal with a shady character in a tunnel. Been walking all day. And, yeah.
Well, alright, you guys go to sleep. You seem to get a good night's rest. And you wake up to kind of like the natural light that's provided by those artificial windows.
Here's what my cell phone looks like, by the way. Here's an ad for it.
The futuristic looking Keurig seems to be brewing a couple like a full pot of coffee for your wake up cycle.
Oh, I love this place already.
There is a decent sized fridge in here, but, like, going open it up and looking through it seems like, if you were to take out anything from it, it's gonna cost a very hefty price for, you know, like, the sandwiches and drinks and stuff that are in here. Once you start to wake up, you notice the kind of, like, data keypad they gave you. It's been given the option to, like, call the front desk or call room service. Prices aren't necessarily the cheapest thing in the world, but it's very obviously trying to hide that from you.
So, how's everyone feeling? Cloud, Kaz,
alive.
There are any, like, complimentary shampoos or soaps or anything in the bathroom?
There's some few, like, tiny bars of complimentary, but there seems to be, like, a small little vending machine for, like, it's kind of like a 3D printer for toiletries. Basically you order it and put money into the machine and, or basically stick your credit chip up to it, and it'll take it and then print whatever you're asking for.
How much would a little thing of shaving cream be?
For a half decent shave bar, it's probably like 20 credits or so.
Okay. And is this like a like your regular shaving cream, where it's kind of like spreadable, soft, semi-liquid?
I mean, honestly, really, whatever you feel like it should be.
Okay. So, yeah, it's going to be... I'll pay the 20 credits for a little thing of that. And I'm going to put some in Kaz's hand, open hand, as he's still zonked out.
All right. Yeah, Kaz is sleeping in.
And after I do that, I'm gonna head down to the and see what all is in the shops. Okay.
Sorry, I had to talk to Casey about something real quick. So you're going down to the shops, just kind of like the little commercial district.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of stuff in here. Anything from legal to illegal. If there's something that you're looking for, you can probably find it here, given enough time. I mean, a lot of your, like, more illegal stuff, like drugs and high legality class weapons and stuff. You're probably going to have to talk to a few people and figure out where to go to get it, but you kind of get the sense, like, if you're looking for something, you can find it here.
Okay.
What are you looking for?
Nothing in particular. I guess I'm just sort of like browsing,
just browsing around, through the shops, find a lot of interesting trinkets.
Yeah.
I mean, if you
just kind of looking around while I'm waiting on everyone else to get their shit together.
Right. I mean, if you wanted, you could pick up like an actual data pad that you could properly use for stuff.
Could do that. Yeah.
Is that what you wanna go for?
Yeah. Would there be any way like I could trade a crappy data pad for the other one, maybe get a discount?
So the one you have right now is more of like a hotel based data pad for like.
So wait,
opening a door, ordering room service, stuff like that.
Meta speaking here. You're gonna trade the data pad that you got from the hotel for something else in the hotel's gift shop.
It's not really a gift
shop. I imagine
it's like a large commercial
district. I imagine it's like the hotel rents out the space. It's like a mall, basically.
Yeah.
The hotel rents out the spaces and.
Yeah.
Private store.
It's a super mega mall.
Yeah.
In the seedy underbelly of the world.
So basically, I'm like going to the equivalent of the mall sprint store.
So to speak. The one you have currently is more of the universal hotel data pad. It's more of like opening rooms, ordering room service, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So things that like people who travel to hotels a lot, they would keep a handful. They would just keep them on their person. Be like, oh, I gotta check into this hotel. Let me, here, load it on here, and I'll go.
Right, so I wouldn't be able to just.
I mean, you could
transfer the software.
But that has the, I mean, it has like the room key stuff and all that on there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, transfer the hotel software off of the crappy data pad onto the new one, so I still have access to all that.
I'll say you can do that.
I mean, because I do have one of my skills is computer hacking and computer programming.
Yeah, yeah, sure. You could do that.
Yeah, that way I'm not lugging around two data pads.
Yeah, well, this one's more like, it's Nokia-sized. It's like a remote. It's basically a remote that you just put up to the door, or you just go, hey, I want, give me room service, give me front desk, stuff like that. But yeah, you could totally put that on. But even with trading it in, you're still looking at around $4,500.
All right. Yeah. Fuck it. I'll do it.
Fuck
it. I got cash.
Alrighty. I got cash.
And so yeah, that's what I'm doing. And with that, I'll be back in a minute.
Alrighty. What's Cloud doing?
I'm gonna look for a copy of Loveless.
Of what?
Loveless. It's a book, poem.
All right.
Is there any bookstores?
You could probably get a hold of one or get one printed. Considering it's probably not something that's... What is that book?
Oh, put it in the chat.
Oh.
Just a sec. I can have it. Just a sec. Have it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay. It's probably going to cost me like 25,000 credits, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 300,000 credits for that one book. Cool. It's like 5 credits.
Alright. I'll go ahead and edit that then. So I'm 5 credits down. Now I own a copy of Levels. It is the most popular play in all of Midgar. It's kind of odd how some of Shinra's productions are in this new world that I'm in. I mean, Hardy Daytonas exist.
I mean, it's just apparently, Earth in the future. That's all it is.
And apparently even a Panasonic FOMA P900 IV.
You can still buy a 2004 Chevy Malibu. I mean, are you really surprised you can find?
Yeah. Now, Skylar, since I'm a JRPG character, would you say that I would be able to conceal armor perfectly?
What do you mean by that?
Like, I can equip armor, but it'll still look like I'm wearing my normal clothes.
Why not just put your normal clothes over top?
Oh, but I have a sleeveless vest.
I mean, your clothes could be your armor.
What, is there actual, like, vanity slots and stuff?
Like, think nanoweave kind of level here.
Yeah. I guess I'll look for some, nanoweave clothing. That's probably super expensive, isn't it?
No, I'm just saying, like, your clothes could... If you're wanting to upgrade them, I mean, we can look at that. I'd like but...
to. Yeah, I guess I'd...
But I figure as far as, like, the armor you have current... Like, your DR currently is a part of your clothes.
Yeah. Is there a... clothing shop nearby?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go there and ask to see how long it would take to build more stronger replicas of what I'm already wearing.
What's the current DR of your armor?
30 on
my right leg, left leg, 30 on my torso, groin, 30 for my hands, 6 for my feet, and 30 for my vitals.
What are you looking
and also 2 for my skull.
What
deer
are you looking for?
Maybe around 60.
You're looking for frickin' 60?
Probably. Is that high or is that low?
That's extremely high.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Looks like a 40.
Like 20 to 40 is like. That's like your low to high of your medium range.
Also, is there any way I can get damage resistance on specifically one arm or not?
Yeah, you can do it arm by arm.
Yeah, but I want to add damage resistance to one arm but not the other because there's Clyde wears a bracer and a pauldron on his left arm.
That is an option.
I don't know how to do that.
You create an item. So new carried equipment, features, click the plus. Gives a skill level bonus, you change that to DR bonus. And then do the math, and then you select the ones you want. You may need to add them.
Yeah, but I can only do it to specifically arms or hands, not specifically one arm or hand.
You could just put in the notes that it's on one side or the other.
Okay. Because that's something that I wanted to do.
So you're wanting to up it to 40, and you're up 30 right now?
Yeah.
So is it just the arm you're wanting to do?
Well, I was wanting to do it to all my stuff.
To up it to 40, that's probably going to be like 8,000 credits.
Okay.
But it can be done in a day.
Okay, so it'll be done when we head back to the hotel for sleep.
Presumably.
Again. Alright. I'll get that done.
Okay. I said how much? 10K?
8,000.
Oh, 8,000. Yeah. 80,000? Alright.
No, you said 8.
80? Gotcha.
No, Sky, stop.
It's a joke.
I know. Just like how John's insult was a joke.
Alright. So, any particular plans you guys want to do after you do your shopping?
Is there actually a Shinra Technologies surplus shop nearby?
What are you trying to buy here?
Some soldier-rated, a soldier-rated bulletproof vest that Shinra makes.
I mean, you could pretty much just shoot for that's the armor you're getting.
Yeah, but this is an extra piece made by Shinra. The other stuff I'm getting is custom made.
Right. Well, I mean, As far as, like, DR stuff, it's not going to do anything. I mean, if you want to add it on top, you can, but that does contribute to encumbrance and movement stuff. If you want to do that, though, that's fine.
And now I'm confused.
You're wanting to buy a bulletproof vest.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna say my book weighs 1 pound.
All right. Yeah. Looking to buy a bulletproof vest. It's we're gonna shoot for 8. What is it? Shooting for 900 credits.
Okay. And I'll need help on the stats.
It's the TL10 tactical vest. It's in the basic set.
Well, I don't have that. I don't have the book.
You have it in GURPS Character Creator, though.
Do it? Oh, yeah, the actual item in GURPS Character Creator. What the hell is it?
Alright, so beyond anything else we're wanting to get?
Equipment. It's in equipment, I would assume. Basic set?
Yes.
Alright, what was it called?
Tactical vest. It's the TL10.
Tactical vest, TL10.
Are you wanting to get anything else, Jacoby?
No, I think I'm good.
Now that you actually have a data pad of some form?
Yes, now the actual RPG can begin. I have a notepad.
Alright. Kaz is just kind of wandering around. He's not really sure.
Did he ever,
He's probably going to want to buy, some more art supplies.
When he woke up, did he smack his hand into his face?
I mean, he hasn't woke, as far as we're aware, he hasn't woke up yet.
Oh.
Anyone want to do some carousing or gambling or anything while we're waiting on him?
No.
No?
I'll try my hand at some gambling.
Alright. Go ahead and roll 3d6.
I'll be with him, but I won't do any gambling.
Oh, that's 4. Alright. Oh, I guess here's the better question. How much are you betting, Stefan? Let's say you sit down for a hand of cards.
I'll bet 200.
200? Alright.
Yeah.
Roll your 3d6. Alright, you got the lower number, so you get a return of 250.
Return of 250, nice.
Yep. You just barely win the hand.
I bet another 200.
Another 200. All right. I got 12. You got a 9. That's kind of weird that you're getting 3 lower every single time. Get a return of 250. Go ahead and roll carousing or gambling. One of those is a skill. I'm not sure which.
They're both a skill.
Where am I going to find that at?
Just roll. I'll tell you what you get as far as your what you need to beat. How does the alphabet work? Okay, it's IQ minus 5.
IQ minus 5. Okay. I probably lost that, to be honest. Yeah, I definitely lost that.
All right, yep. The house takes your 200. About how many games are you wanting to play? I assume you're just going to roll around gambling for a little bit.
Yeah, I'll do 3 rounds.
3 rounds, 200.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll your gambling. IQ minus 5. Or mathematics minus 5, whichever you rather.
I actually won that one.
You have an 11 IQ?
12.
Oh, nice. Yeah, well, let's say your net result brings you back about 100 credits.
Okay.
Hey guys, I just posted a piece from my hentai collection in the chat.
Why?
What?
Yeah. In general.
Wow. It's a hen in a tie.
Hentai.
Excuse me while I go shoot myself.
All right. So after some gambling, what's your next step here?
I guess I'm sick and tired of waiting on that damn pornographer. So I head over to the tavern, speak with the bartender, see if I can get any info on the people we're looking for.
Okay. You make it up to the tavern floor. Go up, talk to the
who's this question mark guy in roll 20?
Question mark guy.
It's Casey.
Oh.
You go up to the bartender and he goes, "Oi, what can I help you with, mate?"
Yeah, I am looking for a certain group of people. I have a briefcase that I'm looking for. And I proceed to tell him about the whoever it is, whose names I can't remember, but I'm sure in-game I do remember.
You basically go, "Hey, I'm looking for the scorpions."
Yeah.
Okay. Because the scorpions, they're quite popular on this level.
Almost as popular as Sub-Zero's.
Get over here.
Because I can help you get a hold of someone, but gonna have to pay a little bit.
Of course. How much is it gonna run?
All right. Sorry for that interruption. All right. So yeah, he goes, "Yeah, it's gonna cost you a bit."
Well, how much is it gonna cost?
I guess that depends.
How much do you want to know?
I could get you right to the case, or I could just get you, I could get you right to somebody that'll get you and point you in the right direction, at least.
Give me someone who will point me in the right direction.
All right. That'll be five.
Actually, five?
Five.
Wow, that's cheap.
Yeah, well,
just in case you're a little new in town, that's 5K.
5K.
Okay.
You know what? I think you're a swindler, but here you go.
Well, you're the one asking me.
Well, I think you're a swindler. I hate my
life. He takes it and goes, well, you asked me. I'm just helping you out.
All right. Now give me this info.
He goes, that guy over there in the corner. Well, those three, they'll point you in the right direction.
I appreciate your support. And then,
do you think John's going to get any skill points from all this?
I mean, you eat enough tacos, man. Oh.
So I turn and I make my way over to the three gents. And
you make it over to the corner. There seems to be like a really roughed up, kind of skinny, not wearing thick clothes, kind of like very loose, very tattered clothes, and he's tatted up. He's got piercings out the wazoo. He's playing with a 10mm pistol. Just kind of shooting the shit with the other people. There's also a, you got a female at the table, that's wearing like a tactical suit, like full on ballistic gear, seems to have a few kind of like first aid items on them. You got another one that just seems to be like a straight up merc wearing a full like armored vest, with an assault rifle just chilling in his lap. They're just kind of shooting the shit, drinking some beer.
I walk up to him and I say, I hear you folks can help me out.
The kind of skinnier guy goes, well, yeah, what can I help you with?
I'm looking for a group of people that call themselves the Four People.
Oh.
I might know them. I might.
I
not.
Just unplugged my headset.
Of course, I know him. He's me.
What do you have in dealing with the Scorpions?
They have something that belongs to an associate of mine, and I've been hired to get it back.
Well, look, everybody knows somebody that's got something from an associate of theirs.
In the audio shaft.
You know what you're dealing with here?
I'm dealing with a waste of my time unless you give me some real info.
Because what are you looking for? What's this thing of your associates?
Something that belongs to him. And,
well, what is it?
I'm
you gotta
sure
be
you
a little
really...
more specific.
It's a briefcase.
Briefcase, okay. Any defining features about the briefcase?
Oh, that's nice.
It's the briefcasiest briefcase that ever briefed.
Real funny.
Gonna back out and back in.
You distinctly remember that it was described as like an olive green matte suitcase. It wasn't like a business suitcase, it was more of like, you know, like the size of a table kind of box suitcase, kind of like an airport suitcase.
Okay. Then I relay that in.
And goes, a green suitcase. Alright. Hey, Mark. You know anything about a suitcase? Your mic sensitivity is so low, it's not even picking up.
Nah, man. No fucking idea.
Alright. Johnny, what about you? The merc goes. I saw a group of dwellers running off with it. But, I mean, knowing the scorpions, they probably got it.
What direction were they running off with it in?
The skinnier guy goes, give me a second. And he kind of steps up and leaves the table and heads off to kind of it's kind of like a telephone booth, but it's just soundproofed. He goes in, he shuts the door. Anyone want to do anything while he's, no?
Yeah. I'm gonna go wake John up. Try to wake John up. Kaz.
Casey, if you're talking, I see it light up, but I don't hear you.
I'm not.
Okay. Okay. You kind of... Jacoby kind of chills around the table for a bit, and the other two are kind of just eyeing him up.
Yeah.
Everything seems a little bit tense, but he comes back out. He goes, all right. He walks over, sits back down, he goes, okay, I know where your suitcase is, but I need you to do me a favor.
Everything favors.
You want something, you gotta give something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everything has a price. Yeah, I understand.
And I mean, information, it's best to have favors. It's more important to have favors than money. You want to get something done, you pay in favors.
That's facts.
All right, what's this favor you need me to do?
He goes, I got a big supply of some stuff I need you to pick up. Now, the dwellers have this supply. I will relay this information in hopes you go pick up the supply next.
I think I can make that happen for you.
Alright, but keep in mind, I got eyes. And
two of them.
I got a little bit more than two eyes. You know that, Mark.
I was making a joke.
Alright. So, here, give me that data pad that you just bought.
How does he know that I just bought it?
Because he got eyes.
He sees you kind of in shock and he goes, I told you, I got eyes.
Without saying anything, I hand him the data pad.
He kind of plays with it for a bit. He kind of points it over, asks for your password for a second, and takes it back and messes with it a little bit more. And he goes, alright.
Downloads Reach Shadow Legends.
He goes, alright, let's talk about a new sponsor, right? No. He goes, alright, I got it in there for you.
Did he install NordVPN?
Welcome to the podcast, entirely centered around all the advertisements. No.
Not sponsored, by the way.
Yeah.
Just want to put that out there.
No, it's... He goes, I got the location in there for you. Just keep your guns in hand. You might want a truck or something. It's a lot of stuff. And he goes, you better not dip into it. If you dip into it, you're going to get fucked up.
Don't worry. I whatever this is. Did he give information on what it actually is?
He just gave you a location. And there's like a note like to the location. You know, like it's got a little pinpoint. Like when you get there, you click on it, and it kind of gives a vague description of kind of like what you're look. It's a substance of some form. It comes in like blue colored vials, and it has some sort of like powder that floats in the liquid inside. But that's about all the detail it gives. It says that there's roughly 200 kilograms of this stuff you gotta pick up.
Jesus, it's the fucking drug from Dread.
He goes, you know what? Take Mach with you. You keep an eye on him, Mach.
I will do, man.
He goes, alright. Here's, the information on where the cases should also be in there. Just don't get lost in the caves. I need you to get that supply.
I'll get it done for you, lickety split.
Alright. Keep in mind, you need anything, you talk to Eyes. Not EYS, EIS. It's my name. I know it's confusing, but.
Eyes has eyes, yeah.
Eyes has eyes. But yeah, you need something, you want to find eyes something, you let me know.
I turn and walk away to go find the rest of the party.
Okay. And goes, good luck.
Meanwhile, I'm just trying to wake Kaz up.
You go back up to the room, and
coma.
Cloud is just like totally smothered Kaz in shaving cream and like sprinkles and like brownie mix. You're like, you're curious as to like where he found this stuff, but then you realize it's just better not to ask questions.
Wait, am I?
Your characters know how to find stuff, okay?
Am I with them right now? When we go back to the room?
I take it.
What the fuck is going on here?
Don't worry about it. He'll probably like it, seeing his line of work.
What is that exactly?
You'll find out once, if you join us and our ship.
Keep an eye on you.
Okay. All right. So,
Guess seems to Cloud, this is knocked out. After slapping him awake a bit, he seems to come to and kind of gets his stuff together and kind of just seems to follow along quietly.
There he is.
Not really saying a whole lot about the situation.
Yeah.
As he normally does, he just kind of sits and processes.
Soon he'll be sleep fighting.
What if he was just killed by, like, someone while we were all gone and replaced by an artificial intelligence, and that's why he's not talking?
I don't know. Is this how pride gets back to us?
Right.
Sorry, you don't know who he is, but he's a good guy.
Oh, yeah, the best.
He's resourceful.
All right. Do you guys go ahead and try and... What are you guys doing? You gonna go try and track down the case?
Sure.
Yeah. I think that would be logical. Didn't I say we probably grab a truck of some sort.
Yeah, he said you should get something to move stuff, not for the case, but for the supply. Whatever the supply is.
I imagine they actually would probably have a vehicle of some sort there, because they had to move it.
I mean, probably. But, I mean, you're dealing with the underworld.
Does everyone roll luck to see if they have a truck? Down here.
I mean, I don't think you would hang out in this kind of place normally, considering you're a ship captain by trade.
Right.
I would know where to find one, right?
Oh, yeah. You would definitely know where to find one. You could even probably get a hold of, like a transport bot or something. Something you just load shit on and it carries it for you.
Yeah. So what are we doing right now?
I guess we're going to go track down your drugs.
I mean, are you going to track down the drugs or the case?
Well, we got to track down the drugs to find the location of the case.
He already gave you the location of the case.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going on a leap of faith here, hoping that you will you'll grab the case, get that taken care of, and then take care of his stuff. I mean,
eyes. Like, he's drugs on he's the location to the case, or is the case on the way to the drugs?
They're on, like, totally opposite areas.
Okay, so one's, like, north of the hotel, and the other's, like, south of the hotel or something.
Kind of, except they're within the kind of, like, mining caverns that this place is made out of. This is a large natural cavern, but how people got down into here, or how you guys got into here, was through some of the various mine shafts that were dug by large robots. So, yeah. I mean, you guys just have to kind of navigate to either or. It just depends on which one you guys want to do first.
Well, Jacoby's all about customer service and, leaving his patrons satisfied, so I guess he would suggest going to grab the drugs.
Yeah.
Right. You guys are also on a time limit for the case. That's the other reason. That's the kind of the kicker there.
It's like 58 hours or something.
Yeah, about 58 hours left, and you have to get it to him in that time. Personally.
That's true. And we don't have a ship anymore, do we?
I mean, you nope. guys think you do.
It's true.
As far as you guys know, it was left on the surface.
Well, then let's go get the case.
All right.
Yeah, that way we don't have... That way, on the way back, we're going straight to the hotel instead of going to get the drugs and then having, like, whatever things carrying it just go on by itself. That way we convoy everything back at once and can defend everything at once.
I mean, obviously this case is important, whatever it is, so getting it in your hands is probably important.
Okay.
We also don't want to upset Eyes, because he has eyes. God, that's confusing.
You can just call him Eyes. He has eyes. He's called Eyes. I think it's pretty simple.
Well, yeah, but it's... Whatever. Let's just get this job done.
Hell yeah, that's the attitude. All right, you guys going to
grab the case?
Yes.
Alrighty. So you guys kind of start heading off in the direction you are pretty sure the case is. We're going to do a little bit of a skill challenge.
Oh, God.
So I am going to have you guys, you need to make 6 successes before you get 3 failures.
For what?
You're pretty much just going to come up with a story as you go. So you guys are trying to make it, like, you guys are heading out. You guys are starting to head out towards the case, and you realize you've never been in the city before, and you don't know what the hell's going on, or even where to begin to navigate. So everyone roll, what's everyone's speed?
My speed's 6.
Yep, mine is 6 as well.
Mine's 5. For some reason.
Cloud's up first.
Okay. So I just roll 3d6?
You're gonna roll 3d6. Explain a skill, like what's going on, and how you're gonna use that skill to solve the problem. Create problems or salute, you know, create problems or things that happen as you go along.
Skill? Do I have any navigation skills or anything? I mean,
no. Any skill and just try and relate it to the situation at hand. If you use repeatedly, I will penalize you for it. So your goal is to kind of just use some of your skills to kind of navigate your way through
what would be like just what would like basic memory be under?
I mean, what skills do you have?
Like
sword.
Like, but I mean,
like
this is just rolling for attributes and stuff, right?
Yeah. Like your skills.
Skills?
Yeah, your skills. You can use attributes, but that'll be at a penalty. But the goal is to try and use your skills.
Okay. Well, I don't have any skills, so I'm just gonna run off of my experience from navigating the slums of Midgum.
An intelligence.
Intelligence, I rolled a 6.
Intelligence?
10.
All
right. And that's going to be a minus 5, right? So that's, I fail.
Yep. So you're like, oh, okay, I got this. And you start leading down some alleys, and Mockingbird's like, hey, you know you're going the wrong way, right?
And he's fucking back here.
You guys end up going down some alleyways, and you end up just kind of in, you and Mockingbird are kind of like starting to get really frustrated with each other over the fact that one of you thinks you need to go this way, the other thinks you need to go that way.
It's not like the Slums of Midgar.
That's 1 out of 3 failures.
Alright.
You're up.
Let me just, it's 3d6, right?
3d6, what are you doing? What skill?
I'm using scrounging.
Scrounging?
To, find a couple access panels to, like, get through most of the city.
You're kind of, like, trying to take some of the back alley routes, kind of.
Yeah. I need to get under this, right?
What's your scrounging
skill?
10. yeah, you do need to get under. So that is
okay, yeah.
Failure. You kind of, you open up one of the panels, and you're like, all right, look, this will take us right there. You open it up, and you guys slide down a
that's the trash compactors. My bad, guys. In my defense, sticker was peeled off. All right.
I thought you lived here.
Yeah, I was about to say, shouldn't you know?
All right.
Oh, some guide you are.
All right. Stefan.
What's
you guys are stuck in this trash compactor. attack the room?
I'm gonna use my. I know I can't see it on my character sheet image here. I think it's cut off. I think it cuts off like right before I get it. But I know I have a soldiering skill.
Good old fashioned soldiering.
The soldiering skill, the most important
skill in the game. Yeah. I still don't see it there, but I know I have it. I'm pretty sure.
You're like, all right, guys, let's stack. Pretty sure.
Basically using it as general, like reading my surroundings and navigation and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the score to beat is 13. So let's see here.
Now wait, could I have used my driving skill for motorcycles?
Potentially.
And I rolled a 10, so that's a success.
I'm out of here, and you start boosting them up, and then you make a quick leap up, and you guys start crawling out of the vent. You kind of look around a bit, and you're like, all right, now where do we go? And it is Cloud's go. What's Cloud doing?
So what would using my motorcycle skill entail for this?
That's up to you. You got to describe the situation.
You could use your sword, you know.
Describe what's going on.
Well, I don't know how to use that.
I mean, I can make it a little easier for you. It's like, Jacoby looks around and goes, hey, look, a hover bike. Cloud, you think you can pilot that?
It's like, I don't know about hover stuff, but I'll give it a go. So I guess I'll try and start that hover bike.
What's your bike skill?
I don't know how to determine that, but I see something on it that says Dex minus one.
Look right next to it, right where it says SL.
Right next to or below?
It'll be to it
should
the
be
left.
Next to it.
It's the number to the left of where it says DX.
Okay, so S, so nine.
Nine, yeah, you have to get under nine.
Nice.
Under nine, so yeah. I'm gonna roll. I got seven.
Bystander, steal his keys, start it up, get it rolling. You're like, all right, guys, hop on. And you start flying up and moving around. All right, Mockingbird.
All right, I'm gonna use escape to try and avoid us getting caught for stealing this bike. To like telling them where to go. You know. So let me.
It's a 12. What do you need? What do you get?
It's rolling. Wait, do I need to press it again? There we go. 12.
Nice. All right. What happens? He's piloting through the air.
Yeah. Just I tell him, you know, like. You take a left, dude, and a right, go down this alleyway. Boom. That's all I do. Like, I don't know.
Right. Alright. You're halfway to success. 3 out of 6, but one more failure. I mean, something's gonna go horribly wrong.
Alright,
Jacoby. No pressure.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm gonna use my soldiering skill because that's literally all I have.
You can use attributes.
Attributes. Okay. What attributes do I have?
Intelligence, strength,
Well, all my skills are gun based. I have cooking. I have piloting, yeah. But Zach's already driving a motorcycle.
You have computer hacking and programming. Maybe you could do something with that.
Tackle
the okay. So yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I guess I'm gonna use computer hacking to use my data pad to try and hack into the city's mainframe or whatever and get a map so we know where we're going.
Alright. Go ahead and roll for it.
So I gotta beat a 12.
Yep.
Rolling. Still rolling. Come on. Come on, baby. Big bucks, big bucks, no whammies, no whammies, big bucks, no whammies.
Double whammy.
And.
Oof. Oh.
Double whammy. That's a
17 out of
12. All right.
So you're trying, you're hacking into the mainframe, and you're like, oh shit, that's not the city, that's the bike. And then, like, cartoonishly, you all kind of sit there wide eyed. And the bike just falls out of the air and plummets into the ground, crashing into like a couple of people's market stalls. And you guys are going flying everywhere, and goods are flying all over the place. That's a failure. You just notice one of the gang members, kind of. Going through the streets goes, hey, what are they doing? Hey, they stole my bike. Hey, get them. And they start chasing after you guys.
Alright, I'm going to use escape again. Because it's actually really relevant. To, like, try and guide them on where to, like, go to avoid this. 8. All right, yeah, that's a pass, right? Out of 12. Yeah. Right. No, I'm saying, like, I don't have any penalties.
I mean, you're still like, guys, come on, we gotta go. You're like ripping them up out of, like, pulling a melon off Cloud's head. And just like, come on, we gotta go.
There's just a sea urchin on Jacoby's back, like, what the fuck?
Evading through some of the alleys. Alright, Jacoby. Or wait, Jacoby just... Zach, go ahead.
Yeah, I just went.
What's going on right now? So, we're running through the alleys.
Running through the alleys, you're being chased down by some gang members.
Okay, so I've got 3 points... Can't do anything with those. I'm just gonna continue running.
All right. What kind of roll are you making, kiddo?
We're doing like.
We're still doing it. You're in a second.
You're in a much more still doing
skill challenge.
Okay. What's the what's the disadvantages now? Yeah.
Just go for it. They're starting to catch up.
Well, so I assume we're running through an alley. So, are the walls around us made of brick?
Sure. Go for it. Whatever you come up
with. Okay. I'm going to roll a strength check to attack the brick walls to hopefully have enough bricks fall down to create a barrier behind us. So I'm going to roll, I roll a 5.
I'm pretty sure your strength is
15? Yeah. My strength is 15.
You're like, guys, move real quick. And you just, boom, punch straight into the wall. And one of the, like, balconies up above, like, falls over and clatters down, catching a couple of the gang members, but a few others like quickly gain speed and start climbing over it. Jacoby.
I'm going to use I'm going to use dexterity as we're running through these probably crowded streets of this underbelly, trying to navigate through the crowds.
All right.
So that is.
So you have a 13 dex?
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead and roll it. Let's see what you get. Got a 5.
5.
You're like, you're doing acrobatic dodges through the crowds. You're like, come on, guys, we gotta get rolling. Cloud rolls up into a ball, just starts.
Oh, your mic was.
People's legs.
Okay. Sorry, your mic was lagging. I couldn't hear it.
All right. It's Cloud's go. What's Cloud's doing?
Shouldn't Mockingbird get a turn there?
I mean, we can go in that order. Mockingbird, go ahead.
All right. What are we doing?
Jacoby's kind of like helping you guys dodge through the crowds, trying to.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to use pickpocketing to take something from like someone in the crowd and like a cell phone or something. I'm gonna like give it to Jacoby to like use it as like a hacking thing, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
Wait, did you say you stole a cell phone?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Go for it.
It's loading. There we go. 8.
Yeah,
12. Yeah.
All right, you pull a Nokia out of someone's back pocket. Go, Jacoby.
Yep.
All right, come on. Do something.
All right, well, I'm going to use that computer hacking again to hack some of the local mainframes and store systems and whatnot. Gonna go all watchdogs on it, hack this stuff to make it turn into a distraction to aid our escape.
All right, give it a go.
11 out of 13.
All right, you are really struggling, really, really struggling to get to get in, but you finally make it and you start changing light patterns and you start pulling up barriers out of the ground and you guys kind of successfully get out of the way of the gangs and kind of look around on the very vague map you guys were given and you notice that, you know, where you need to head is just around the corner, very quickly realizing you're a very like seedy part of town. Like, if there were slums for slums, this was the place.
That was fun.
Walk up to what seems to be a warehouse. It seems like the case is going to be inside of this warehouse. What's your guys' plan here?
I think it might would be a good idea for one of us to try and sneak around the back and go in from two different directions. Catch him off guard, maybe.
Okay.
So I don't know who wants to. If no one would volunteer to go around back, I guess Jacoby would just like start walking around.
I'll sneak around back. Do you need like any specific stealth skills or something?
Not at the moment.
Okay, not at the moment. Great.
I don't know what you guys are
doing. So Cloud, what? So I still have this one random dude's phone, cell phone that Mockingbird stole. So I'm gonna since I don't own that and there's no risk of anybody tracking it to me personally, I'm going to use that as like a proxy phone and punch in Cloud's phone number into it. So that
can you hack my phone? That way it has unlimited service.
Why'd you just take that phone?
Well, no, he needs to contact me. He needs to hack my phone in order to do that because I don't have service here.
Why don't you have service? What kind of shitty service plan did you buy for that thing?
Can you unlock that for me?
I'm not sure that phone has the capabilities of being unlocked. It's a fucking Nokia.
No, it's a Panasonic FOMA P900 IV phone.
A Nokia.
It's a goddamn flip phone.
It's a flip phone with some added features.
But it's a flip and twist phone.
Flip and twist.
All right, give me that, and I guess I try to do something with it, like try to connect it to a cell tower nearby or something.
Roll computer hacking.
Thirteen.
What's your computer hacking skill?
Computer hacking is 12, but computer programming is 13.
Well, you gotta try to like hack into it, you know, add some needed detail. You try getting into it.
Yeah. So. Okay. So.
Get frustrated with it.
Yeah, cause I try to crack it and unlock it, and knowing that I'm not going to be able to because it's a fucking flip phone, and they're not built to do that, and so like I guess I sort of like pretend I'm doing something with it, and I just kind of chuck it back to Cloud like, yeah, nope, not. You should have gotten a better phone, dumbass. So what I do instead is I sort of synchronize my data pad and the phone that Mockingbird stole, so that they can at the very least have like texting or a primitive sort of email.
You get it. So that.
Yeah, and then I hand the stolen phone over to Cloud. Here, use this. Let me know when you're at the back door.
Okay. So I go and I got a roll for my sneak now, right?
No.
To go around the back door. So I just walk up to the back door, and then I sneak once I go in.
For stealthy, go right ahead. I'm just saying you don't need to.
I'm gonna try and stay stealthy. What do I need to roll for that?
Dex minus 5.
Dex minus 5, I... Dex minus 3, I get... 6. My dex is 10.
Alright. You stay somewhat stealthy.
All right. Then I'm at the back door, and I sneak in. Or, you know, I open it up just a little bit. What do I see? I need to roll perception. Hello? Is it perception minus 5 or just perception? Just perception. What? Oh. I get an 8. And I, my 10. So I succeed. I see something. What do I see? Or do I just see something?
The DM going to get a bag of dice.
Kaz is gone.
Alright, you see a room full of guys just kind of chilling out on a couch. They seem very similarly like dressed, not like armored. They're wearing like light ragged clothes. Some of them have cybernetics in them. They're very tatted up. They seem to be watching some sort of TV. But they do have the very futuristic looking kind of like M4 rifles next to them.
Can you like draw a layout of the building so I can visually see what's going on?
Sure.
I can see it.
CD-ROM chip will work for now.
Right. It's a box. Is that what we have to work with here? A box?
Very long box.
Yeah, okay, that's the door. That's probably the room that I see the guys in. It's another door. Another door. Another door. If it were a warehouse, I thought there would be a staircase in the bottom left. That's the couch. That's the TV.
There's a couple of guys kind of like walking around in the room, but mainly everyone's just kind of chilling and smoking cigars.
Okay. I'm gonna slowly close the door and contact Jacoby and tell him that there are 5 guys in there armed and they appear to have cybernetics implanted in them.
Okay.
Jacoby, all right.
A notification. It's a bunch of random garbled like text and characters. Some of which the tablet doesn't even recognize, but it's some form of message.
Oh, great. Am I able to sort of program it a little bit more to like decode it?
It seems to like just be you set it up to send a notification, not necessarily anything specific, something you can cobble together like super duper quick.
Right. Okay. Well, that doesn't help at all. So I sort of I slowly open the door and peek in from my end to see what I can see.
Okay.
And by the way, I have my my Gauss or my plasma pistol equipped in my right hand as I'm moving in.
Okay. You open the door up to what seems like kind of like a staging room. Kind of like a warehouse, like entry room.
It's like a storefront.
No, not really. More like kind of like offices, like an office space.
Okay.
But, you know, like generally vacant. So, you know, there's like a desk off to the right, and another one off to the left. There's large pane windows that that show a large stack of boxes on the other side of the window on the far wall. Off to the left through the like window pane, you notice what seems to be like a vehicle. And then the one wall without a window pane to the left has a door.
Okay. Is there any sign of like a briefcase or anything? Probably not.
I mean, there's like business suitcases that are like old and decrepit. There's like filing cabinets. It's like a general kind of like office space.
Ah.
The TV on the wall over to the left that seems to have been turned off.
What the hell happened to you, Joan?
There's a TV, is that what you said? Dude, you can see what's on.
Yeah. What the
type of shows are?
Has a giant hole through it. I don't know if you heard that.
What the? Stop.
That doesn't mean it's broken. It still works. It's the future, dude.
I kind of sneak over to the door on the left, and again, through it.
You're just gonna open it.
I'm trying to be quiet about it.
Go ahead and roll a stealth on this one.
Stealth would be dex minus 5.
It's dex minus 3 if you don't have the stealth skill.
Dex minus 3? That would be, what am I? Okay, so I'm looking for 10 or below. Fuck.
What'd you get?
12.
Let me see what the stealth score is real quick.
I can't.
Oh, my bad. It is minus 5. Or it's IQ minus 5.
Either way, I still fail.
Right. Yeah, so you open the door just straight up falls off its hinges.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You notice immediately two guys here holding rifles. This seems to, there seems to be like a little, well, looks kind of like a bathroom over to your left. To the right being those large crate sections. Yeah, and they immediately notice you.
Of course they do.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Your mom. I've cut. You beat me to it. I've come to fuck your mother. And then I point my plasma pistol at the one on the top here, and I shoot.
What is their speed? I have to find it. Hold on. Well, then find it and tell me.
I'm not going to tell you.
Actually, no, I can find out if they go faster than him. Then it's at least 5.
Wow, amazing inference. Where the hell is the...
All right, well, this is a robbery, I guess.
Hey, where's Kaz in all this?
He's just kind of chilling with you guys, staying quiet. Okay. Oh, did you roll 3?
I rolled 3. Did you just need 1?
It's fine. I'll just roll the same. 11. Alright.
Okay.
You go first. You go, your mother! And you level down the plasma pistol. If you're gonna shoot them.
Yeah. 9 hit.
All right. What's your shooting skill?
My shooting skill for pistols is 13.
All right. You hit.
And 7d plus 2 with an armor divisor of 2. So me do. That. 25.
All right. So the top guy there, you aim at. He was pushing his rifle forward while talking to you, and you're like, "Hey, you know, get out of here," and you shoot him. Which one is the plasma?
Yeah. And it's got an armor divisor of 2.
Go ahead and roll 3d6 to figure out where you hit. Four. You aimed right at the skull. All right. You level your shot and you blast him right in the face, and you see his skin just like melt off. All the skin on his face just melts right off, and this metal skeletal shape is still standing there, like still sitting there, surviving the blast. And these like purple eyes are staring right at you. One of them is like kind of starting to droop out of the metal exoskeleton.
Good. Great! We got freaking androids.
He goes,
I'd like to say I told you so, but you can understand that message.
He goes, you really shouldn't have done that, and he turns and he shoots his gauss rifle at you.
Okay.
Roll the dodge.
It's gonna hit. Way below what he needed.
Okay, give me. There we go.
your dodge?
My dodge is 7.
Okay. He gets to fire off 3 shots at you.
Okay. Oh, didn't know what was going on. All right.
Yeah, you got to roll the dodge 3 times.
I figured you were.
Boop. 12, that doesn't dodge.
Okay. With a armor divisor of 3, it's 17 damage.
Oh. Oh, well, this is not going to go well. Okay, I'm down to 3 hit points.
Oh, what's your armor?
My armor 40? Is... Oh, wait. Okay, wait, where did he hit?
Oh,
or it doesn't matter.
I guess that's a good question. Right leg.
Okay, with an armor divisor of 3?
Yep.
What's 40 divided by 3?
Well, let's find out. It is 13.
13? Yep. Okay, so
you take
4 hit points of damage.
And you get two large bullet holes in your leg. The other guy next to him goes, "Alright, line him up." And he's gonna roll to shoot you. He passed, but he only gets to make one shot. And that's an 18. Is an 11 gonna dodge?
No. No, it's not. Okay. Is there an arc?
He did 18 damage, so you took what? 5 damage?
Is that also with an armor divisor of 3?
Yeah, you took 5 damage after the armor divisor.
Alright.
Both Cloud and Mockingbird here, four rounds go off inside the building. Cloud, you hear commotion on the other side of the wall from you.
So it's time for me to do stuff now?
I mean, if you guys want
to. I'm gonna peek through the door to see what the guys are doing, if they're still being lazy and watching TV, or if they're taking action.
They picked up their rifles. They picked up their rifles. This one is kind of peering out that door this direction. This other one has his gun ready, and he's ready to push through the other door. These guys have hopped up. These other 3 have hopped up off the couch. With the rifles ready, kind of scanning them.
Okay, I kind of don't want to enter here. Cybernetics, they're not wearing any armor, but they've got cybernetics. 5 guys, bunch of M4s.
And I'm just here on the other end by myself. What the hell do I do? If only I had a Samsung phone, then I could use the battery as an explosive device. Which way does... Well, actually, no, the door opens more inwards, doesn't it?
Yeah, it opens inwards.
So... But these three guys on the couch are, like, facing towards the door somewhat.
Just scanning the room, they honestly seem more frightened than actually paying attention to anything.
How many spaces can I can move six, so yeah.
Oh, he's calculating out where you can go.
Six spaces. Six spaces. Seven, I can't go there. Six spaces. Nine. Has Skylar gotten up to do something?
What?
Oh, okay, you're back.
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay, I thought I heard your voice getting farther away.
Yeah, I had to get a book off the shelf.
I'm gonna go...
You could, Dies.
Yes.
Okay, I'm on this side of the building, right? Or am I...
You're the little computer chip there.
Yeah, so I'm on the other side of the building from them?
No, you're right next to Stefan.
Oh, I see. So I didn't see... It's really easy. Okay.
Cass, been back. So, roll to make my dialogue noticeable.
You're muted in Discord.
I don't know what you're trying to do at the moment. What's the swing range on your blade?
Swing range on my sword. Me going to GURPS. It's 2. My reach is 2. So, I don't have to be, like, right up next to him.
Not necessarily, no.
So if I were here, I could hit that guy.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm gonna just go for here, and then I'm gonna attack this guy that's here. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead and do it.
All right, I'm gonna.
This building is 38 hexes wide.
Okay, so I'm gonna go there. Oh yeah, I need to. Go here, and then I'm gonna go attack this guy. Group's character sheet. That's a 2d2 dice plus 6 times 1.5.
Do what?
2 dice plus 6 times 1. Oh wait, I have to roll to hit first, right? Roll to hit is 3 dice?
Yeah.
And you have to okay. Under your skill. Under my skill is 15. And I get 7. Okay. So that's a hit.
Yes.
Then I roll for my damage.
He's going to try and put his M4 up and block. He's not going to succeed on that.
I'm just going to cut right through his rifle, aren't I? Okay, so now I roll my dice for my attack. Now it's just the higher the number, the better, right? Not the lower number, the better, right? For attack.
Lower the number, the better. Or you rolled to hit, right?
For damage? Yeah, I rolled to hit. I'm rolling for damage now.
Damage is higher. Roll to hit is lower.
Okay, so.
Always.
So yeah, I rolled a 10. So plus 6, that's 16 times 1.5. I got to get my calculator. Twenty-four damage.
Any DR?
No, it's just a sword. 24.
All right, you slice his gun in half and you slice off the other section of his overalls and now he's just standing in front of you, overalls at his feet. You notice he doesn't have a dick, or like any sort of reproductive organ. And he's like, just kind of like freaking out. This guy does not seem like he was prepared for this.
Are the other guys laughing at him since his overalls are pulled down?
Laughing at him. The other two next to him are freaking out. But the guy by the door is starting to aim his weapon towards you. Alright. Mockingbird, you're up. I can't hear you.
Because I'm muted. Alright. I'm moving. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6. Okay. And then I go invisible.
Oh, you can do that. Alright.
Yep. That's my turn.
Oh, alright. I didn't know.
You know, John, you don't have to reintroduce your character. He's been awake for quite a while. I like hearing John speak, so,
Yeah, John, you should do an ASMR channel, dude.
It's Jacoby's turn. I don't know if
it's my... Oh, okay, give me a second.
Sorry, I'm trying to read the rules in rapid fire because it always gets me.
All right, so... that's what's going on there. That doesn't look good. I'm going to move.
I'm probably going to draw John a taco.
Kind of move right there. And then I'm going to shoot at this guy again.
Okay, the one you shot earlier.
Yeah. Okay. Roll my 3d6. That's a 15, and that ain't. So I miss. And then I kind of move further back behind cover.
Okay, so you make a shot, you miss, and you just move back to cover?
Yeah. All
right. There you go. One of the guys repositions in Cloud's room. And the other three make shot attacks at him. All three hit.
So I got dodged now, right? My dodge is 9, and I roll 9.
Okay, so you successfully dodged 1.
And there's, what, 2 more?
Yep, 2 more shots coming your way.
Roll a 10.
Well, you can only dodge 1 of them.
I can only dodge 1 of them?
If it were like melee attacks, it's a different story.
But when it's okay, so attacks, you can only dodge 1. The other two just hit no matter what. Okay.
Well, it's more like
wait a minute. How many times did Tony Pepperoni get chances to dodge multiple firearms attacks during that one siege? He got to dodge so many small arms.
It might have been due to either a skill or inability to know the rules. Because, yeah, we're still very new at this.
What do you mean? We've been playing for 12 years now, dude.
D&D, yes. GURPS, no.
Okay, so only dodge 1. Which one did I dodge?
I didn't even roll for it, because you dodged it. But combined, the other two is a total of 31 damage with an armor divisor of 2.
So, okay, but where? Where do they... Where do they shoot me at?
Right arm.
Okay.
I'm gonna wait on the second one. The other one. Oh, 10. Okay. Torso.
So right arm and torso?
Yep.
That armor divisor does nothing for my right arm because my right arm doesn't have any. Armor, so
okay.
It's just basic damage there, isn't it? 13 to the arm, and where was the other one? Chest, so torso. Ah. 54 divided by 2 is 27. So I just take 13 damage, right?
Yeah, you get a hole through your arm, but the other shot is caught by your clothes. like hits your clothes and then just kind of falls to the floor. It's taking the full velocity of the bullet and taking it out. The other guy next to you is gonna try and butt you with his rifle.
Hold on, I'm going through stuff.
He's gonna hit. You can roll to dodge this.
Hold on. Taking a look at stuff. So roll to dodge. My dodge is 9. I'm gonna roll. I roll 6.
Is that dodge?
Yeah, it dodges. I dodge.
He takes the front half of his weapon like a club and tries to hit you with it, and you just block it out of the way with your sword.
Okay, because of that 13 damage that I took, I do actually get some limit. Oh, that's 3 points of limit because I upgraded. So then that means I have Blade Beam. Alright, can I give you a rundown of what Blade Beam does?
Sure.
So what Blade Beam does is I can spend 6 limit points to basically emit a beam from my sword, which deals 3.5% damage, or 3.5 times damage if it hits. And then a secondary beam that comes from the enemy that it hits will appear for each other enemy in the area. So, for instance, it could hit him and then go from him to there and then there. Basically, one will hit everyone. Like that. However, the secondary beams only deal normal attack damage.
All right.
This was actually a good group up to demonstrate how it would work. So I'm going to spend those points immediately. Going to do Blade Beam. Yeah. Save. No, come on. I'm going to have the Blade Beam go after that guy that I was pointing at initially.
Stefan, go ahead and roll dodge. Oh, no. They can't. Oh, yeah. Stefan, go ahead and roll dodge.
I just need to do the math real quick.
No, not quite.
So I need to do.
So he starts unloading into you.
Roll to hit once and then roll to hit 4 times.
He manages to squeeze off about 6 shots.
Oh, gee.
Ah. 18 armor divisor of 3.
And he hits where?
Torso.
Okay, so 12, so that's 6 damage, isn't it?
Yep.
All right. Is the one guy hiding in the bathroom?
Yes.
Okay.
when in by this little area here, this little slip between the crates, you did see another large crate section on this side, and one over here.
Okay.
As well as a little... like some sandbag barriers in the center here. That's what you're going to get a quick glance of. In the center, it's like in the center area of this warehouse.
Oh no, Kaz is typing.
And it's neat to see him like that. So, I did start him.
What the hell? Why is Derek here?
It's a surprise tool. It'll help us later.
John, just come on the mic. I got you.
You guys having a party without me?
Nah, dude.
We messaged you 2 hours ago.
I didn't see any messages.
Here, let me read the timestamp.
Right, I got you.
I mean, John did, but...
Oh, wait, hold on. Did. No, an hour ago. Wait, no.
Alright, after a small distraction. Suddenly, out of nowhere, he becomes conscious and actually realizes he wants to contribute to the encounter rather than sit in the
player choice.
All right.
Hold on, Kaz is checking his cell phone.
All right. In the heat of combat, we will actually go ahead and end this episode here since it's almost 2.5 hours long.
What?
Yep, and then I will go ahead and, Inside Baseball, go ahead and record another episode here in a second.
Wow, dude.
And we'll finish up this encounter as well as do some other things, you know? So as far as send-off remarks, anything we want to say to the people this week?
I love you.
My computer's frozen. That's what I want to say.
We're tough love people. Alright, got it. Got it. I do want to say, we do have a Twitter account now. Let me see if I can find the name of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I walked in on this guy making a fucking box.
All right, look, I was really proud of the box, right? It took me like 4 hours.
I walk in there, he's sitting there with a bunch of shit pulled up on his fucking monitor. Like, what the hell are you doing?
My Roll 20 has crashed.
Nice. On Twitter, we are at capital C cash, capital T tabletop. We'll post various things, and it's a great way for everyone to leave us comments and suggestions on things we might want to do, as well as provide feedback about the things they do like and don't like. You know, want to get that audience integration in here, you know? We did take a hiatus for a couple of weeks, although I don't know if many listeners from now will notice. Trying to think of anything else.
Oh, your mom's gay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So yeah, that's it. We'll see everybody next time.
See ya.
See ya.